This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm David Hyde, and there's big news next week on a proposed hike to Seattle's minimum wage. That's when the mayor's minimum wage task force issues its recommendation on $15 an hour. But no matter how that debate shakes out, Seattle City Council member Nick Licata wants to make sure employees are paid what they're owed and treated fairly. And he says that could mean creating a new department, a city office of labor standards enforcement like they've got down in San Francisco. Hi, Nick.
Hi.
So let's start with one of the problems that you've identified here, which is wages. How worried should we be? How worried are you that if $15 an hour passes in some fashion eventually that employers may just not comply?
Oh, that's a very serious concern. And it actually stems from what we've been initially seeing on the rate of compliance for our paid sick leave. There appears to be some data, and we'll have more in the coming weeks, that not all of businesses in Seattle, in fact, are complying to that law.
That's the bill you helped pass in 2012 to give Seattle workers the right to paid sick leave. So you're seeing a lack of compliance there, and that's one of the issues you'd like to see addressed with the new city office enforcing labor standards?
Yes. I envision a Office of Labor Standards Enforcement as monitoring the businesses in Seattle to assure that the laws that we passed are followed. And in particular, that would be the paid sick leave, the minimum wage, assuming that we go ahead and do something on that, as well as we have one dealing with wage theft, and we have one with job assistance, opportunity assistance, which basically means employers would not be denying an opportunity to complete an application for work based on one's previous record.
Take just one of those issues. I'm an employee. I'm facing the problem of wage theft, for example. What do I do now? How would a new office solve that problem?
The problem with our current law with wage theft is that it's a criminal violation. It goes to the Seattle Police Department, and that means that there has to be predominance of good evidence in order for the city attorney to pursue it. We would need to change it, or at least add a civil infraction as opposed to criminal. And what I've seen that's been done in San Francisco, whose Office of Labor Standards has been around for 10 years, they've been able to do audits on businesses where complaints have originated from. And in that process, over the last 3 years, they have averaged over $1 million of return wages to the employees in places where they have not been receiving their wages as they should have been.
How much would it cost? Have you had a chance to look into that? How much San Francisco is paying? They've got this Office of Labor Standards Enforcement down there. What have you seen? What's it cost them?
Well, they have, again, a very robust office since they've been around for so long. Their budget's just a smudge over $3 million. Their population is about 50% higher, and of course, they're denser, so they have a lot more businesses and a lot more residents. But I imagine that at a minimum, our office should be $1 million, and that's just off the top of my head without looking at the number of employees. But I would imagine that part of that cost might be really not new costs, because we currently have investigators regarding compliance with our labor requirements for our contracts, and that's right now in our Office of Financial Administrative Services. So part of what we're talking about in creating a new office would probably be a consolidation of some of our current practices.
And just to bring it home and summarize why you think a new office might be needed, I guess I should ask sort of the Washington Policy Center type question. Why can't the city accomplish this without adding a new layer of bureaucracy?
Because unfortunately, we have found that employers ignore the law. And the same thing for basically why you have police officers enforcing traffic speeds. You know, it would be great not to have a bureaucracy giving out tickets, but if we didn't do that, I suspect we'd have a lot more crashes, a lot more pedestrian and driver fatalities. And unfortunately, it shows that people need to have their behavior sometimes in order to modify it, needing to know that, in fact, for the greater good, there's going to be some enforcement.
All right, Nick, finally, kind of where are we now, and when can we expect more news about this?
I expect there will be something in the budget at the end of this year so that it could go into effect in early next year, January of 2015.
All right, Nick Licata, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Nick Licata serves on the Seattle City Council. He's exploring new ways to protect workers in Seattle, including possibly a new Office of Labor Standards Enforcement. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Ross Reynolds. I'm David Hyde.